And welcome, everybody, to episode 646 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Better than you, I guess.
I guarantee you both are better than me right now, because
I caught a little bit of something too, because my like allergies and allergies, so I have to like postnatal surgery several days in a row.
Yeah, I got the exorcist flu, and I'll talk about that later on end of the show. Let's see. Lots of stuff to talk about, so we're going to get right into it. This is going to be a little bit different for news, guys, out there, guys and gals. E3 just happened, which we may or may not talk about later, but there have been a bunch of like announcements and dates and stuff like that. So I'm going to do a bunch of the announcements right now. So just bear with me. I'm going to do a bunch of announcements with dates and some without dates. But
That's cool, because I have no links loaded because my pages are still loading. So.
Yeah, no worries. So I'll go ahead and do that for especially for Breakman. So here we go. Yeah.
RPG News.
All right, here we go, guys. You guys ready for this? Death End Request 2 for the Switch is coming out in 2021. No date on that yet. Super Robot Wars 30 details. We'll get details on that July.
Well, that's mainly for Japan. We don't know if the U.S. release date is for that.
Super Fighting Robot Wars?
Yeah. July 11th, we'll know more about that. Pixel art action RPG Unsighted launches this fall for Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. Astria Ascending gets a new trailer set to release on September 30th, so there's the first solid date that we got there.
That game has a very VanillaWare vibe to it.
Yeah, it looks good. Dragon Ball Z Kakarot's heading to the Switch on September 24th for all you Dragon Ball fans out there. Advance Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp announced for Switch December 3rd. THQ Nordic and Piranha Bytes announce Elix 2 for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series XS, Xbox One, and PC. No window on that.
Where's the first one?
The first one sucked, so whatever. Take that for what it is. Yeah, I did a little bit. Hand-drawn RPG, I couldn't play that game, man. It was terrible. Hand-drawn RPG Adventure Tales of Iron announced, set to release in 2021. For PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo Switch, and PC, no date. Space-based farming sim One Lonely Outpost launches for Steam Early Access in early 2022. Pixel art action RPG Anucard launches for Xbox Series X, S, Xbox One, and PC in quarter one of 2022. Dreamscaper leaving Early Access August 12th, so everybody that was playing that, it's leaving August 12th.
I think it's coming to consoles, too.
Yeah. Monster-raising RPG Coromon coming to the Nintendo Switch and PC in quarter 1, 2022. Freedom Games announces Dark Deity, a Fire Emblem-like strategy game that's out now. They also announce an open-world action RPG Sands of Ara, set to release for Steam Early Access. No date on that. Story of Seasons, Friends of Mineral Towns, coming to PlayStation 4, Xbox Series XS, and Xbox One in the fall. Pixel art Souls-like Boss Battler, Eldest Souls, launches July 29th. I saw the video of that. Looks pretty damn good to me. Classic JRPG-inspired Sacrifier, announced for PlayStation 5, 4, X and S, Xbox One, Switch, and PC in 2022. Open world CRPG War Tales announced for PC 2021. Diablo 2 Resurrected rises from hell on September 23rd, along with the new E3 2021 trailer. I did not get a chance to look at that. I'm going to, though.
I kind of wish it were on Game Pass, because I want to play it, but I don't want to give Blizzard money for it.
I know, I agree, man.
Blizzard.
Yeah. Iodine Chronicle 100 Heroes coming to PC and Xbox in 2023. I don't know why we're getting that announcement here, but whatever.
I think the bigger announcement was the other mini game that's coming out. The hold us, tide us over until it comes out.
Yeah. Hades launches for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series XS, Xbox One on August 13th. We need to get Kasavin back on the show to talk about Hades. I hear nothing but great praise for that game. I
still
really
need to write my review for it.
Really want to play that game. Starfield releasing November 11th for Xbox and PC. Watch the new trailer.
Also on Game Pass.
Yeah, and the last one that I got before we get into the news proper, Mario and Rabbids Spark of Hope announced for Nintendo Switch coming sometime in 2022. All right, so here we go.
Nothing gets me more excited than the Mario and Rabbids game.
I know, okay. I know.
Can't wait.
Can you feel the excitement?
They're good games, but like the rabbids are in it, so if you don't like them, you know, I don't want to play it. But my tack is, I hate the rabbits, but I get to shoot them, so I want to play it, so I can shoot
yeah.
them.
That's true, too, Eric. Okay, Breakman, do you have your links up?
No, I'm still loading.
Okay, here. Eric, you want to do the first story?
Yeah, Wolfstride. It says, G Gundam meets Front Mission and nifty little RPG called Wolfstride. Mecha RPG fans, we got to talk, blah, 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 Relayer. Looks promising in the newly announced Super Robot Wars 30 shaping up to be another great entry, but Daemon X Machina scratched an itch for a hot minute a few years back. SD Gundam G Generation Crossraise is also a decent time sink too, but developer Ota Imon Studios and publisher Raw Fury have a Wolfstride, and from what I could tell, it looks kind of like it has a perspective like Punch Out, but it's all turn-based.
Is it black and white?
And you could target specific body parts.
Is it black and white?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I love it when you can target body parts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like shooting somebody in the ass. Like, oh God. Oh, what?
Yeah.
An MP is in the game, but you use it to move. So.
Yeah. Let's see. Wyland says, I played OG Guilty Gear today. Yeah, Jesus, one hit kills. Okay, got caught up. Okay, there we go. Yeah, Spectrum sucks, Breakman. They're just like Comcast here. They fucking blow. Your link's up, Break? Or?
The page is loading at this moment. It's redirecting this little thing, this
I got
line.
You.
Line, it spins around in a circle, okay. And it just keeps spinning and spinning. And no, it's okay. I'll read this one because it's going to load. But this thing, it just keeps spinning and spinning. I'm getting dizzy. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Here's what you get in the first wave of the Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity DLC Season Pass. Wow, Nintendo and the season passes now. They just jumped full force into them, aren't they?
Yeah.
For those who picked up Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity and are looking for more, the first wave of DLC is about to release on June 18th. And Nintendo, well, that'd be today. So it is releasing. It is released, I guess. Wave one of the Musou-style spinoff DLC is titled Pulse of the Ancients and brings with it a plethora of new features, including a new playable Guardian, new weapons for Link and Zelda, an apocalyptic difficulty level, new challenges, and more powerful enemy types. As you can see in the trailer, no, you can't because you can't see it, so I won't even read any more of that. So,
yeah, it's it looks cool. If I like Dynasty Warrior games, I would definitely play this just because it has Link in it. But
I bought the game on Gamefly at discount, so I wouldn't mind buying the DLC at some point in the future.
Yeah, there you go. So there you go. All right, let's see. Next story, if I can load it up here. See, RPG Site is the worst, man. They have too many ads.
Okay, I get it. I'll just look for somewhere else.
No, I'm not saying anything.
It's not just RPG Site. I mean, it's other things, too. Like, I have Spectrum.
Any site that has too many fucking ads, man. Like, they just, you know, whatever. Story of Seasons, Friends of Mineral Town is coming to PlayStation 4, Xbox Series X, S, and Xbox One. Let's see. I don't think there's a date on it. No date. So there you go. It's coming. I don't know if it's when it's coming, but here you go. There's a trailer. I mean, it looks cutesy. This is something that Bernie would probably love playing. Looks very basic. You know, it's a basic farm game. So there you go. Story of Seasons. So if you're interested, oh wow, Eric, that was
talk
special.
About seasons.
Yeah, allergies. All right, Eric, your turn next.
All right. Let's see, we did the
Mecha Jammer.
That should have been Fuga Melodies of Steel. I don't know why we got the. I guess we have to fix that at some point.
All right, Mecha Jammer, Eric.
But Mecha Jammer, Cyberpunk horror RPG. Mecha Jammer announced for PC, and developer Whale Knot Studios and publisher Modern Wolf. Demos currently available on the Steam page, and it's available from today to June 25th, so it's only going to be up for a week. Yeah. That's kind of dumb.
That is really dumb. It looks okay. It's got a different dark, gritty, you know, art style for a CRPG. I mean, you know.
Not to say from whenever this was published, but still kind of dumb.
Yeah. All right. There you go. All right.
And I'm going to look for the Fuga article and throw it in.
Okay, Eric. Just remind me at the end here. Breakman, do you have your story up? Or?
Yeah, I guess. I'm just, man, everything's really slow on my end today. Just terribly slow. Coming to us live from RPG Site, Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin is a new action RPG in the world of the original Final Fantasy. Square Enix has revealed their latest spin-off title, Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin. As the name hints at, this is a new game set in the world of the original Final Fantasy and appears to involve characters trying to kill Chaos.
Yeah.
The characters all wear black because apparently Final Fantasy 15 is the new, I guess, the style that they decided to go with from now on.
I think they just wanted to go, like, double down on the Dark Souls aspect.
Yeah, so Eric and I were talking about this. Dark.
It's supposed to be the
But just
the
one of the problems is, I played the demo to the end, and that's, like, one of the problems is, like, there's not enough color in the game. There's too much black.
Yeah, see, that Eric and I were talking about this game before. This is the weirdest
game. That might
game.
Have just been the first area, though. Maybe it gets colorful later on. But
they need the color, way
that,
man.
But the poor optimization that's been done for this demo, it feels like a final alpha rather than a beta demo.
Yeah.
Because the frame rate's inconsistent despite it being a PS5 game.
Wow. Dungeons and chat.
Are the black mage, red mage, and white mage all wearing black?
Everybody's wearing black. It's dark.
There is no red mage. There is no white mage.
Fuck?
Yeah.
There's you, whose name is Jack, and he's a jack of all trades. That's why he's got. I think that's why he's called Jack. Because
more like a jack off.
You could be any job from the games, I guess, and you interchange between them at will.
So they're just completely rewriting the original Final Fantasy.
No, this is what happens before the beginning of the original Final Fantasy. Yeah. But you're probably going to go through many of the same areas because that game involves a time loop thing.
Yeah, Dungeon says the only thing I got from the Stranger of Paradise trailer was chaos. Would you like butter on your toast? No,
they said
I want
chaos.
Chaos
like 50 bajillion times in the trailer, and it's like hilarious. But when you actually play a demo, he says that. Just like 4 times.
So I went to the grocery store and chaos, Dungeon says. Welcome on in, Dungeon. Thanks for joining.
But like, anyways,
good morning, chaos.
You fight Garland and he says, no, I'm not Garland. I am the man who will become chaos. Because I guess he did a prince thing. He's like the man formerly known as Garland.
Yeah.
Because like the idea is there's only 3 warriors of light because he was supposed to be the 4th and he turned.
Yeah. It was the worst trailer, Dungeon says, but I did hear the gameplay was actually pretty fun.
I think the only thing I hate about the game so far is, why is it a sausage fest? Where are the girls?
Yeah, that's true, too. All right.
Then again, the original Final Fantasy had androgynous-looking characters, but I guess they were all male, so it kind of makes sense.
Speaking!
I always thought the white mage was a woman.
No, they just had long hair, apparently.
Yeah. Speaking of the first Final Fantasy, Square Enix announces Final Fantasy Pixel Remaster series for mobile and Steam. So if you didn't buy the other 100 versions of Final Fantasy 1 through 6, here's your chance to get it on PC and mobile. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know what they're rebranding they're doing. Like, what are they kind of updates are they planning for these games?
I wish they would just redo.
Well, it looks like they are just trying to do as pixel perfect a remaster as possible, and it's going to play like the originals, but they did redraw some of the sprites.
Yeah.
Some people are upset a little bit because they don't look like the originals, but the thing is, the originals were made for CRTs, and they had to make new ones. The only complaint I can levy against the new sprites is that they still lack detail in some places. Yeah.
Can we get a Final Fantasy IX remake, a la Final Fantasy VII remake?
Can I get like a 3D remake of 6 and 5?
Oh, yeah.
And let me see, 1 and 2, they didn't do those either.
I know. Why not redo them all?
Voice acting and shit?
Let's do that.
You can always play the Souls Final Fantasy game for that 3D stuff.
No, man. I want them to redo.
As many times as they've remade these Final Fantasy games, why haven't they done it, though?
Yeah, I know. They got the money to do it, Eric.
It costs money.
The money's not an excuse.
All the money and not some of the money.
Yeah. And but essentially, they're reselling the same goddamn game to us over and over again.
Right. I think if this, if that Final Fantasy 1 game, the one that we just talked about, does well, they might do Final Fantasy 1 like that.
Yeah,
which would
and
be
like,
really cool.
This is the perfect opportunity to re-release these games on Switch, and they'll probably be coming, but not available at launch.
Dungeon says some people are worried that the PC versions are going to be jank versions of the mobile ones, given Square Enix
like
history. Freak 5 says, "Hello."
I think their worries are justified.
Yeah, Freak 5 says, "Hello, grinders. Welcome on in, Freak 5. Thanks for joining. Hope this might be a shorter show, man. I'm not feeling the greatest.
I can't even get into chat now. Like I do not know what's up with my internet today.
I don't know, man. That's crazy. Okay, so we did Eric. Next story, please." Do we have Eric? Did we lose Eric?
He belched and then he disappeared.
I know.
Is that like his new magic powers?
Okay, I'll do the next one. Outer Worlds 2 announced for Xbox Series X and S and PC. No release date, but it does look gorgeous, I'll tell you that. I played a little bit of Outer Worlds 1, and it's a pretty solid game. Pretty good game. Obsidian really knows what they're saying. Dungeon says, like Eric said, be really nice if these came out on Switch. It would be really cool, Dungeon. That would be nice, man.
I don't want to pay for the same games I've already bought several times, though. Like,
well, but what if they did a collection, Breakman?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know why they're selling
the same game.
Yeah,
knowing Square, they're gonna sell them for like $12 a piece.
Yeah, that's it. Like Square is gonna put their tax on it. They're gonna make a fortune off of these games. Like, that's not. And it's nothing new. Like, I want something like
Square. You can make more if you sold it for less, and then you get more sales that way.
Yeah, how about just selling them all in a collection? Being, like, you know, put them all out on the Switch and charge us $60. I'm in. You know, I'll pay that for 1 through 6. You know, I really would. I'd pay $60 for 6 of them. I mean, that's $10 a piece.
If they like remaster them, maybe, I don't know.
You know,
these are supposed to be remastered, but I don't know.
Spike Chunsoft is doing the Danganronpa collection, and the only game it's missing is the Ultra Despair Girls, which will probably eventually release on its own.
Yeah.
But...
All right. Break, are you still having a hard time, dude?
I got this link up. Okay. It's coming to us live from RPG sites, and it's Yakuza Like a Dragon available today on Xbox Game Pass for console and PC.
Yeah.
Awesome.
This is cool. This is good news, man. I have not played this game yet, but I plan on playing it.
It's on Game Pass now.
Yeah. I don't have it, but man, oh man, the Yakuza games are fucking aces, man. They're really good. They're a good change of pace from the normal, you know, action RPG type stuff, and they're very detailed. The stories are absolutely phenomenal in the Yakuza series. It's a really, really fun series. I've not played this game. This is a different direction. This is total turn-based RPG goodness here.
The most goofball that Like a Dragon has been.
Yeah, Like a Dragon is really fun, Dungeon says. So yeah, this is...
I would like to play it.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get a chance. You got the Game Pass.
I mean, it's on Game Pass, but I've got a list of games to play as it is.
I know, man. I know. What other game lets you use an orbital laser to fight street gangs with? There you go. Freak 5 says.
What else to fight street gangs with?
Yeah, exactly. Freak 5 says, you can get a dildo in that Saints Row game and fight.
I guess you could use tanks and rocket launchers too.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'd like a new Saints Row game, to be honest with you, man. It's like a good alternative to GTA. My sister's been telling me stories about her neighbor, how he rides a bike and leaves his biker shorts hanging outside to dry. And her husband talks about how he doesn't want to see that guy's underwear. Well, I mean... There's nothing you could do about it. It's on his property. I mean, don't look at it. You know, it's the best way to handle that. That's pretty funny. Okay, last story. It comes to us from RPGsite.net. Dangan Entertainment announces top-down action RPG game Hunt the Night. So no release window, but I'm looking at it. Oh, what's that?
Oh. It's starring Mike Hunt.
Mike Hunt, yes, exactly.
But anyways, it's kind of like a Zelda Souls type of deal.
Yeah, it looks cool. I mean, I'd play this. This is a game that I would definitely looks hard, though. It looks like, you know what it looks like to me? Like Hotline Miami Zelda style was what it kind of looks like to me, man. Like,
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't have the exact look.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, the gameplay looks a lot like Hotline Miami, man. That game, have you guys ever played Hotline Miami? That game's fucking hard, man. Like, it's an 80s style, like, top-down, I don't know what you would call it, but action game, I guess. But you walk into a room, you got to kill people, and like if you're in their line of sight, they'll kill you quick, man. Like it's an interesting game. You guys should check it out. I recommend it. It's hard. It's really hard, but it's rewarding and fun. This game looks good. It's got some of those elements in there. She calls him Old Man Frank. When did you move to Des Moines? How dare you, Freak Five? You son of a bitch! You're
this
exiled.
Game is basically like as close to 2D Bloodborne as you can get, I think.
Yeah, it looks good, man. It's got a lot of pixelized goodness. You know, I don't know. It's might be a little too hard for my taste, but you know, I'd still give it a go. Okay, that is all of the news from E3 and everything else. Oh, did you have one more, Eric?
Yeah, the Fuxiga of Steel, or whatever it's called.
Okay, go ahead.
Breakman's
exiled, son of a bitch.
What did I do with the link? Oh, yeah. Well, I gotta put it below here still. Fug, Melodies of Steel coming to consoles, launching on July 29th for the Xbox Series X and S and Xbox One, PS5, PS4, Switch, and PC. CyberConnect 2 announced that Fuga Melodies of Steel launch for what I just said. Digital-only game, which boo, but $40 game. The deluxe edition available for $59.99.
Ugh, for a digital
which
game.
Comes with a 80-page digital art book, a 15-page digital soundtrack, and a swimsuit set for characters, I guess.
Oh, swimsuit.
So if you like furries, your lady furries and swimsuits, there's that, I guess.
Well, who doesn't?
Anyways, and bonus items for the game. And it's a sort of strategy RPG where the anthropomorphic animal residents of a peaceful village are suddenly engulfed in a fiery war. So I guess this is part of the game, the Little Tail Bronx set of games, which includes Hill Concerto and Solo to Robo Red of the Hunter.
All right. Anything else on that, break or Eric?
No.
Okay, that's the news. Finally, got through all that. All right, I'm not going to do homie discounts this week.
There's some pretty decent ones, though, right now.
Okay.
So the weekend, like, if you're looking for Nintendo games, games like Breath of the Wild are on sale.
50%
off from Nintendo. That's big for Nintendo.
50% off?
30% off. Oh, 30. Not 50. Come on, it's Nintendo.
That's true. I mean, 30% is a big... is that digital or physical?
Digital or physical.
Oh, wow.
Or actually, no, I think it is digital. Because I went to Target. I was looking at the buy two, get one free. And apparently they decided to limit it. And they won't let you have the new releases or games like... that Breath of the Wild, which are
boo,
on sale.
Boo.
It's like, oh, you asshole.
Right. You could have done that if you had heard about it right away, but they probably changed it. Like, really
of course, because Nintendo got to be Nintendo. All right, Breakman, should I hit your music?
No, there's nothing in here.
No? Wow. You guys need to send stuff in to Breakman. At RP Grinders on Twitter. We'll answer all your questions, sex advice especially.
I'll double check right this second to see, but I didn't see anything before. And nope, Xbox.
All right.
So
Freak 5 didn't do his job this week is what you're telling me. Okay, here we go. And on to what you've been playing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
All right, Breakman, what have you been playing?
With what?
Oh, well, you cut out. Breakman.
I beat, with what little time I had this week, I beat Dungeons 3, and I had a lot of fun with it, and I went back and played some of the older stages, just play them over again, maybe unlock some achievements. I'm going to do that a little bit more.
All right.
Before I go play something else, I think.
Yep.
Go play online with it, because it's fun.
Are we going to get a review later for that, Breakman?
No, because we don't want to do a real long show today.
Okay. All right. That sounds good, man. I don't have a review, and Eric doesn't have a review, so. Okay. All right. Eric, what you been playing, man?
That list is... needs to be updated, but I've been playing more Pokemon Ultra Sun, and let's see, what else did I play? SMT Nocturne, SMT 3 Nocturne, what else? I think that's really it.
Okay.
I put a little bit of Musahime-sama.
All right.
I fucked that up.
Yeah. Freak Pie says my check hasn't shown up yet. Ooh, that sucks, man. You mean the check that was in the mail?
I deleted Break's stuff. I could just put his name back in there.
Okay. Dungeon says I played Elite Dangerous and have not stopped playing Elite Dangerous. Have now stopped playing Elite Dangerous. So it must not be that good, Dungeon. That's what you're telling us. All right, Eric, what else you been playing?
I played Saga Frontier Remastered, because my copy finally came in.
Oh, cool. I've been playing...
Oh, yeah, I also played the DLC for Final Fantasy VII Remake after I got through the main game again. Cool. To play it in Japanese. Oh, I'll probably play it in French when it gets closer to Part 2's release.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Speaking of Final Fantasy VII Remake, I also played Final Fantasy VII Remake after 200 gigabytes of download. And I still didn't get further than what the demo, if you guys ever played the demo, that's all I played, because after I got done with that, it needed to download more shit for some stupid reason. So that's where I am. I completed the demo again of Final Fantasy VII Remake, but I will say it's one of the best looking games on PlayStation 4 or 5, whatever.
The load times are practically non-existent.
There's no load times on the PlayStation 5. It looks beautiful. It's fucking fantastic is what it is from what I played. And this is coming from someone that really likes traditional turn-based RPGs. This is more action-oriented. And it if you put it on the easy mode, it makes it a dream to play. It is fun. And I got nothing but good things so far.
You playing on Easy Classic? Or
I am playing it on Easy Classic, which is fine for me, because I prefer that, easy experience, turn-based RPGs, man. So it's the best way that I personally could. Maybe
Normal Classic is a thing that didn't exist in the original. Now it does. Yeah. I don't know if you could play Hard Classic, though.
Yeah. Freak Five says, you complain that I'm not doing my job. I'm explaining why I'm not doing my job. Freak Five says, how dare you, Freak Five? Your check's in the mail, Freak Five. You just gotta perform. I mean, come on, it'll be there. It's snail mail, man. What do you expect? Okay, but Final Fantasy VII Remake is absolutely gorgeous, and it plays really good. At least the way I'll go back and I'll probably play it regular, I guess. I'm not gonna play it. Any more than that, but it's so far so good. So let's see. Dungeon says, if I wanted MMO scaled time sinks in my solo experience, I'll go out and actually play an MMO.
It kind of reminds me of Dragon Quest IX with all the grinding you have to do post game to get better gear and shit. Why? I'm not playing this with anybody else. I'm playing with myself.
I didn't bother with that, man.
Speaking of MMOs, Fallout 76 had a trailer for what looked like a completely standalone game that was a follow-up to Brotherhood of Steel, and it ends up being an expansion for 76, so fuck it.
Yeah, yuck. Okay, let's move on. Dungeon, are you talking about Final Fantasy VII? What are you talking about there? All right.
I think he's talking about whatever you were talking
scroll
about.
Scroll up, he said it.
Oh. The game that you were playing, Elite Dangerous. I got you. Doing the upgrade path gear for my ship, and that was when I felt my soul leaving my body. Yeah. Okay. I get it, man. I got confused because I was talking about Final
Apparently
Fantasy VII.
Shang Tsung was in the game. He didn't know.
Shang Tsung. Yeah. There you go. All right. Let's move on. No reviews this week. We're going to move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, you're up.
I don't really want to talk about it. I'm just not going to get into it, but my mom was in the hospital.
No, man.
She's just moved into a nursing home today, so yeah.
Oh, man. That's all right.
I don't want to get into it.
Let's move on. Eric, that's definitely a stinko, though, Breakman. Best wishes, man. Eric. Your stinko of the week.
My stinko would be after you put up with allergies all week. And now I sneezed so much that my left nostril is so tender that my blood vessels just burst easily now. And that sucks.
Yeah. Oof. All right. Anything else, Eric?
That's like the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. All right, mine is yesterday I started getting sick. I caught what I call the exorcist flu, which leads me to believe it's not coronavirus because I've already had my vaccines and, you know, one of the symptoms is not barfing on coronavirus. So I think I just caught a regular old flu right in the middle of summer after eating cheeseburgers, which I haven't eaten for like a long ass time. And I never knew that that much vomit could come from my mouth in one continuous stream twice. It was literally, but the weird thing about it, it was like a rainbow of vomit.
I thought you weren't supposed to eat burgers.
I don't, and I shouldn't have, Eric, but I said for the longest time I hadn't eaten burgers, and I did. And it was the worst timing because not only does my stomach...
Are you just allergic to the meat?
Yeah, I think it's just the consistency of hamburgers that I just can't do. But I did try it because, you know, Burger King has that dollar, and I felt like eating a burger, you know, just out of the blue. And, of course,
I wonder when McDonald's is going to get their Beyond Meat burgers.
I don't know. But anyway, so, yeah, a rainbow of vomit came out of my mouth, man. It was weird. But the weird thing about it was like when I was puking, not one bit got on my body or anything else but the toilet. So that was one good thing. Cause I tell you, it would have been a gooey hamburger mess is what it would have been.
You're lucky. Like a couple of weeks ago when I had pneumonia, before I was going to the doctor, I hadn't taken a bath or anything for a few days. So I was like, okay, I got to take a shower. Take a shower, immediately out of the shower, I had to throw up and just splashing right back on.
I thought the same thing was going to – it was a Christmas miracle that I didn't get any on me. I got a tiny bit on my beard, but that was about it, man. Like, it was awful. And I did it twice, man. It was so – Wyland says, all right, who's ready for food quest? Thanks, Wyland. Not today, man. Usually, like, I'm ready to go, like, right after this show to go food questing, but not – I'm definitely not eating today, I tell you that much. Freak Five says he has a long stinko. He says, my youngest sister got sentenced to 11 and a half years in federal prison. Turns out that when she was the kingpin of a meth ring in Iowa. When she was arrested, she had $200,000 in cash on her. Raiding her stash houses, the feds found about 600 pounds of meth. A quick Google says that's worth about $13 million. Wow, Freak Five, that's crazy.
Oh my God.
Googling her name to see what might be out there. Looks like when she was first arrested, they had to get a Spanish interpreter for her, so I think she was pretending that she didn't speak English. Oh God. Wow.
That's
Your family sounds messed up, freak.
That's just more charges. Like, when you start doing stuff like that, the cops are just looking like, oh, yeah, like, she would resist an arrest.
Yeah, exactly. So, there you go. So, my stink of the week was definitely my Exorcist Rainbow Vomit Flu is the best way that I could describe it. So, let's move on to happier things.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Breakman, you're up.
I guess it's just that my mom's out of the hospital now. She's going to a nursing home, and she's going to be quarantined, but we will be able to see her. I guess she's just being quarantined from the other residents.
Well, that's good, man. I mean, did she get the coronavirus by chance?
No, she hasn't had the vaccine yet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, best of wishes to your mom, man. Yeah. You've had a pretty rough, year and a half, Breakman. So, you know,
let's just move on. This is supposed to be sweetos. We're supposed to be happy.
No, I know, man, but I think it's important to mention, we're always thinking about you, Breakman, and I know that there's people out there that are interested and, happier days ahead, Breakman. Freak Fight says, since her arrest, we have learned that her husband has ties to one of the Mexican cartels. Oh, Jesus, man. That's crazy, Freak Five. That's an insane stinko, man. That's crazy. All right. Eric, did you have a sweeto this week? I didn't see one listed.
So, did you like that sister? Or yeah, just,
I know. Hopefully she stashed some of that money when she gets out 11 and a half years later, man. She's, she's going to be okay. But damn, man, that's crazy. Eric, did you have a sweeto?
Not really.
All right. My sweeto is, I mentioned I played Final Fantasy VII. Well, that was courtesy of Eric because Frank Branch's day is coming up. So,
nice.
So there you go. Okay. Let's move on.
Speaking of FF7, it's apparently going to come to the Epic Games Store soon.
Oh, cool. Let's move on to...
Because, of course, Square can't just put a game on Steam first.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to... Okay, I've not seen this. We're doing Funny or Stupid this week. There's another TikTok video that Bernie and I go back and forth on whether or not TikTok is funny or stupid. And I'm going to go ahead and click on this link. And I put it in chat, I think. Let me go ahead and put it in chat. And here is the TikTok video. Let's... where's the... Oh, there we go. Okay, what my dog thinks he looks like. It's a pit bull. Okay, here's the description for people that can't see. It's a TikTok video of a pit bull that, they show a picture of a real tough pit bull, and then all of a sudden
this one has rippling muscles.
Rippling muscles, and it's just the goofiest pit bull that you've ever seen, man. It's what he really looks like, and it's all dumb. And okay, what's your take, Breakman? Funny or stupid?
I actually kind of think this is funny when they show him like covered up with the blight with the mask on his eyes.
Okay,
blanket. Like, see when they go to what he actually looks like, it's like he's pampered.
He's getting his nails done and just stuff like that. All right, Eric, your take: funny or stupid?
It's funny.
Okay, I'll agree with you guys. This one was funny, but it still doesn't take away from my argument that TikTok is stupid. So. Let's see. Freak 5 says, talk to a rep for my 401k. Corona was awesome for my investments. I made almost 40% gains since the beginning of March 2020. My retirement is going to be fine. Well, that's good, Freak 5. That's good, man. You should take some of that money and put it into crypto, man, because fucking stocks suck, man. Trust me, I know. That 40% could evaporate, like, quickly. Wyland says, my sweeto... was my 3D lenticular The Thing poster showed up yesterday. Ooh, that's awesome, Wyland. I just got from House of Mysterious Secrets, I got speaking of The Thing, I got a really cool Thing hat that I've been waiting for them to come back in stock. It's pretty awesome, man. It's got the Norris head, head crab kind of thing all in blue, and it says The Thing. It's pretty cool, so... All right, let's see. Freak Fight says, my older sister's birthday was yesterday. This sister's husband finally got a new job. Starts at $18.80 an hour with the raise after 3 months. That's cool. So there you go. All right, so we all think that that one was funny, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's move
Normally
on.
Normally I wouldn't, but the when they show him like getting his nails done, like that was actually really funny.
Yeah, that was pretty. I have to admit that one was pretty funny. TikTok's still stupid though. All right, yes. Here we go. We're on to free for all. It's a free for all. Okay, we got a choice here, Breakman. Should we talk about cart rot, like cartridge rot, the Duggars and the dangers of toxic Christianity, itch.io, Apple, Epic, and what it means for the LGBT plus community, or Chinese zodiac animal personality traits, or a topic of your choosing? What do you think, Break?
I kind of want to bitch at the Duggars.
Okay.
Pieces of shit.
Eric, are you down for the Duggars?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about it. The Duggars and the dangers of toxic Christianity. Eric, you put this down. What is your? I mean, I have my. We've talked about the Duggars on the show before, but why did you put this down?
Well, like recently, Josh Duggar has been in trouble for how he's abused members of his family. And the reason that led to up to this point, and mainly due to their belief system and how the family's actually dealt with him, and or rather how they haven't dealt with him.
Yeah.
They've been kind of silent.
Sending him to read Bible scriptures. Like, basically, he was sent on a Bible retreat as his punishment.
Right.
Yeah, that's not rehab in any way or anything. That's not... I can see how it's punishment, but...
Right, right. it's not the proper punishment. You know where that guy should be? Behind bars for a very, very, very long time.
No, I think now with the child porn... see, that's not, if he had been maybe properly punished, maybe this child porn never would have happened, you know? Maybe these kids wouldn't have been easily...
And maybe if they didn't believe the crap that they believed, they wouldn't, like, give the male authority figure absolute authority or just let them fail upwards.
This is my personal opinion, guys. The Duggars are one of the worst examples of Christians in this country. I mean, you got Fred Phelps, which obviously is a worthless, piece of shit. And his family, most of his family, actually, there's a couple family members that broke away. And I think there's one Duggar, I can't remember which Duggar that broke away that kind of spoke out about, that family and how sick
like,
it is.
There's always at least one. Like, there's that one one Trump who actually is, like, always talking about Trump, you know.
Right.
I'm not surprised we haven't heard of Biden yet. There's got to be a Biden who doesn't like the Bidens.
Well, yeah. So here's my take, all right? I think anybody that believes that you should have as many kids as possible based on your religion is a fucking nutcase, okay? I can't think of it much worse thing you could do to this planet than have 20 fucking kids, right? Your carbon footprint is 10 times the norm, you know?
And again, I go back, it's because of the religion, is they don't know restraint. They just keep producing children because women are expected to be childbearers.
Right, right. Let me get into chat here and then we'll get back into it. Freak5 says... It is Father's Day this weekend. I'm off till Thursday, and Miss Freak Day is next Tuesday. Oh, and I have a LOL. Me and one of the pharmacy techs are always trying to scare each other. I have scared her more than she's scared me. This sounds like Bernie and I. We're always trying to scare each other. Yesterday, I snuck up on her and scared her. She jumped, turned, and sprayed me in the face with alcohol that they use to clean the cells. Oh, man, that's actually a sweet-o for me.
I wasn't quite finished.
Okay, hold on, Eric. I'm reading chat, and then I'll get to you. Luckily, my glasses kept my eyes safe, but realized that I should have screamed like my eyes were burning. I told her that the next time she sprays alcohol at me, make sure my mouth is open. That's true. That would have been nasty, man. Go ahead, Eric.
But back to the point of the way that they raised, like, not only that, but like the reason why she's expected to bear children is because they also believe that they're pro-lifers, obviously, but like they're also expected to just satisfy their husband and answer any other sexual needs as they want them. So that's why they have as many kids as they do.
And they're anti prophylactic, anti sex, any kind of like anything that would prohibit pregnancy or anything like that. They're against all of that.
You know, from a practical standpoint, prevent AIDS and chlamydia and all kinds of.
It's like their arguments are so fucking nonsense. Like they contradict each other. Like, just keep fucking and fucking and have as many kids as you can. Like, you know what I mean? Like, have as many kids as you can, but at the same time, they're telling them, there's no. I messed myself up.
And the only reason they're able to have as many kids as they are is because of the family head's job lets them. Like, earn enough to be able to support all those people.
And not only that, their kids are responsible for watching other kids. What kind of life are you giving kids when, you know, when they're helping and raising other kids? You know, that, like, I feel really terrible for that old, I don't know all their name, but there's one older female that was kind of like the mom, the actual mom, because the other mom was busy with other fucking kids. Like, I just don't. I don't understand it. Like it's. I guess if you have enough money, go for it. But still, like that's the. It's glutton and excessive, and you know. I know. In their version of the Bible, see that's a thing. Different versions of Bible say different things, you know, or their interpretation of it. And it's just it's sick. Like how this woman, this poor. I kind of hesitate to say poor woman, but can you imagine spending like all of your adult life practically just being pregnant and having kids? That's what your husband thought of you. Is all you were good for is having kids, you know?
And raising them. And getting breakfast ready.
Yeah, and getting everybody ready to go do their activities and. Mm-hmm. Everything else that kids need to be, you know, normal. It's not normal. So,
you're on the table by the time they get home.
Yeah. Freak Five, you cannot exile me.
I hate Tom Green, but I thought the episode where he made the "Where My Dinner, Bitch" statue for his dad.
Oh, that was funny, man. I love that segment, and I don't mind Tom Green, but that segment was funny. Like, if you ever saw that Tom Green sketch, he like made a statue with his dad with the belt. And his mom was like, kind of like, and they put it up on his front lawn where his mom and dad were for like, I don't know if it was a birthday present or something, but, you know, so that's pretty funny. Freak Five says, you're exiled for, you can't exile me, Freak Five. Saying me getting alcohol sprayed in my face is your sweet-o. How dare you, Freak Five. That's fun. That's actually really funny. I mean, don't go scaring other people. How about that, Freak Five? Your fault. You deserve that.
Yeah, you're lucky. It could have been like acid or something. It would just melt through the glasses, you know, and then you're screaming and crying for forever because, you know, that pain doesn't go away.
Right. So there you go. I just got something on Twitter here saying that Logan Paul wants to fight Mike Tyson. I would pay to see Mike Tyson knock the fuck out of Logan Paul.
I don't give two shit. but, I mean, the whole family isn't, you know, basically, as far when you're raised in religion, you're indoctrinated into it. And their whole religious philosophy is, you know, that if they're going to do horrible things, it's like they're not in touch enough with God. And they need to go, you know, go to Bible school and study the Bible more and stuff like that.
Instead of admitting somebody is just sick and needs help and be put in jail, they'd rather just say, "Oh, you're not religious enough, and you need to repent." You know, I've seen that over and over. Breakman. That's a good point, Breakman. That's a great point. You know, you're indoctrinated. It's tradition, right? And I talk about tradition quite a bit. Like in sports, I think tradition sometimes can be kind of good. Like in baseball, you have your traditions, but traditions are made to be broken, just like records. Yeah. You know, I think it's
For instance, you just said sports. Like the designated hitter is going to come to the National League in the next couple of years, right?
Right.
Right. That's breaking a tradition that people have held sacred for so long and fought. You know, those people can just shut the fuck up and just go, just deal with it.
Yeah, pitchers for the most part are not hitters. You pay them to pitch. That's it. Yeah. You know, and that's the way it should be. And then I hate the argument. Oh well, you know, that it brings strategy to the game because you got to decide whether or not to take your pitcher out. No, fuck that. If a guy is pitching great, why should he have to hit as well? He's a fucking pitching specialist, not a hitter.
For instance, Johnny Cueto, kind of a fat guy, you know.
Right.
He's not the most athletic. He can fucking hell. He's a hell of a pitcher, though.
Yeah.
But you don't want him batting.
No.
It's an easy out, basically.
And even these people like who is it? Shohei Ohtani, who's a great hitter and pitcher. Those are rarities. You'd have to go all the way back to a person like Babe Ruth to get that sort of hitting and pitching. You know, those people. Now, I mean, if you want to do that, feel free. You know, if you want to make him your designated hitter, then so be it. You know,
for instance, the Reds have a guy who's a pitcher who's actually a pretty decent hitter. Right now, he's injured, but they had him playing different positions because he's like, you know, I want to play different positions other than pitch. So, and they have him pitching one night, and then the next night he's playing outfield and batting.
Right.
Then guys can do that. If you have somebody who can hit, you'll find a way to get him on the player.
Make him the designated hitter. You know, just make him the designated hitter. There you go. Problem solved. I never understood it. Tradition is what we're talking about. And, you know, sometimes traditions
are
talking
about religion, but we somehow broke up
in
the baseball.
And by the way, fuck your Reds for sweeping the Rockies break, man. That was bullshit, man. I wanted to brag and get on here and tell you that, you know, even, as shitty as the Rockies are, they're
better than
the Reds.
Is that the real reason you got sick? You're just so disgusted.
Yeah, probably, man. I mean, this year's Rockies, man, I mean, I don't even want to get into it, man. They're the worst. They're the fucking worst.
The Reds have been pretty fun.
The Reds have been fun, man. They're my second favorite team.
Even when they're getting blown out, sometimes they find ways to like come back and make it interesting.
Yeah, that's my second favorite team. Before we had a team, that was my team. Break, you know, like the Red Machine and all that shit, man. So, you know, just to let you know, that's where I'm coming from. So if I root for the Reds, that's why, because we didn't have a team here for the longest. And my dad always liked the Dodgers, which now I can't stand the Dodgers because they're in our division and fuck them. You know, and people, a lot of people here like the Cubs and stuff, and the Reds were my team, man. But
I don't really have a team that I don't really like anymore, because the teams that I didn't like, it was because of like the managers or certain players or something like that.
What
like,
about the Cardinals? I can't stand the Cardinals, fuckers.
I don't really have a beef with the Cardinals.
Brewers.
I mean, they have Yadier Molina, who's been a pain in the Reds side forever, but you know.
What about the Brewers?
Got
to have a rival, man. I mean,
the Cardinals would probably be the closest to it in my mind. But I'm just thinking like the teams in the division, like the Pirates, like they had Clint Hurdle as the manager forever, and that guy was a douchebag.
Yeah, he used to be our manager here, man.
and he's gone now, and the team is just suddenly like, okay, they're not douchebags anymore.
Right.
They're playing a sport.
Dodgers are douchebags.
Yeah, that's what I don't like when you have teams that are playing douchey. Like,
Yankees.
The White Sox have a douchey manager, I think it is.
Yankees are douchey.
Yeah. Well, those the teams that get high money also, that's annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
When they can just buy anything they want. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so our final thoughts on the Duggars, Eric. What's your final thought on the Duggars and toxic Christianity?
So gross.
Yeah, that you couldn't have said it better, Eric.
If your answer to molesting children is to send somebody to the Bible study, you need to really start to think. You need to rethink everything in your life, because how do you think that's going to fix the person or help them in any way?
Yeah. I think Christopher Hitchens said it best when he basically said religion is poison. And it I mean, for the most part, it is. I don't care what people say that, you know, the God of the Bible is a loving God. I mean, I could find millions, or not millions, but a good
If he was, then he'd be very disappointed in his followers because they sure aren't.
There's a lot of religious people don't think they think he's a scare, like scary, you know. He's
yeah, and what loving God should be scary, Eric?
Like
Brickman.
He should be like we should never like anger him, you know. And right. Those are the people who go out and scream about like anti-religion and stuff for
right.
the most part. Those
right.
They're afraid that God's gonna wreak wrath upon everyone because
right.
some dude's fucking another dude.
Basically. Right, and that's there's. How can anybody like?
But those are the same people who send child molesters to Bible studies.
Right, exactly. Or in the case of Jehovah's Witness, you can't get a blood transfusion even if your life depended on it. Literally, you know. So, those are the worst of the worst. You know, another one that's pretty bad is the Quakers. Man, the Quakers are awful. Man, they're religious nutbags, just like what you call it. What I just said, the Jehovah Witnesses, man. Jehovah Witnesses are lowliest on the low list for me. Like I think lower of them
I've
than
heard
almost.
They have the same a lot of the same policies as Scientologists.
Yeah.
Like divorce from your family and stuff. So if you have family members who aren't in religion, they're not your family anymore.
Right, right. And like I said, the if your son let's say I was a Jehovah Witness. And my son got into a car accident, and they're asking me, "Can we give this kid a blood transfusion?" You're a Jehovah's Witness, so you'd rather let your kid die than for fucking religion.
And
then.
those would be the same people who are anti-abortion.
Right, right, and it's just stupid. It's just dumb.
They will let a. You can't kill a fetus, but they will let a 6 or 7 year old die because you know.
Here's another.
He cut his leg really bad while riding his bike, and now he's going to bleed out because
right,
you know,
right.
God told you to do it.
Right. Here's another example. Shit, I lost my train of thought. Freak 5 says I've been arguing with someone on Facebook about if there were aliens in the past. Well, maybe.
Ancient aliens.
I mean, technically, if you go to another country, you're an alien. So, I mean, there are aliens all over the world. I mean,
right, right.
America was made of illegal aliens.
How dare you?
It's true. We came over here and just kind of took
over.
They
shouldn't even be called aliens. They're just immigrants.
Yeah. Immigrants, exactly.
Undocumented migrants.
Dungeon Buster says Chariots of the Gods. Exactly. There used to be a website, Breakman, called Graveyard of the Gods. I don't know if it's still around, but basically what that website did is like it looked at all the religions in history, recorded history, and how many were actually dead now, and Christianity and Islam. And all these other ones that are currently the thing of the present, the religion of the present, are eventually going to die out. It might take time, but...
it got a death clock for each one or something?
No, let me see if they still have... They might not have it anymore, but it just showed you, all the religion... look at, the Greek gods, you know, the Greek religion, a graveyard of the gods...
I'm surprised that Hinduism is still hanging on because it's polytheism.
The Greek gods were Greek and Roman gods, spiteful and vengeance.
Right,
and,
right.
They're just really, really human in their portrayal of their gods.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Freak 5 says her evidence was paintings of events in the Bible, which is already a mistake, that don't mention spacecraft that have what looks like spacecraft to her. Yeah, it's her interpretation. That's the other problem with religion. Like, it's open to anybody's interpretation, you know. And then
same people who are all about alternative facts and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, look. Like, I always bring up the story of Lot and his daughters, or you know, there was a story about these two boys that gave this old man a hard time on their way up a mountain or hill. And, you know, how God sent down, God of the Bible, the Christian Bible, sent 14 bears to kill not only them, but two bears, two female bears, to kill them and 14 other kids in the town to make
which
a point.
Had nothing to do with it.
That had nothing to do with that incident. It's like, I get the point, you know, you treat elders with respect or whatever, but did those two kids deserve to die? And if you say, oh, well, they kind of were assholes, okay, I'll go down that path. But what about the 14 people that had nothing to do with that incident?
What about, like, the firstborn son, you know?
Right? Abraham and his son is another good one. I know what
I... as many children as possible who are...
Let's be as barbaric as possible.
Right. I know what I wanted to say about another incident. The Catholic Church... I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden, right? I think he's kind of a racist piece of shit, and he was just with Obama just to placate Republicans, basically. But, they were making fun of him for being bald, Freak Five said. Yeah, I can't remember. I mean, I used to know all these passages, but ever since I got carbon monoxide poisoning, I can't remember a lot of them, but it's in the Bible. I was just – the church just voted to ban public officials from getting communion. Joe Biden's a big-time Catholic. He's as Catholic as anybody, and they want to ban him because he's against pro-abortion. So they don't want him to, you know, get communion, which is absolutely fucking ridiculous. So there you go. All right. Anything else, guys? I'm not feeling too great, so we're going to have
to move along.
We'll call it.
All right, let's call it. Eric, plugs, please.
BostonBachelorBrigade.com. I write reviews there, and one's going up on Thursday. I think I'm just going to do a majority of my reviews through the audio on the feed, because if it takes over a week to get a review up, I kind of don't think it's worth it anymore.
Hmm. Okay. What else?
I'm going to still upload stuff to that site, but I'm going to do the audio one first, and I'm going to embed a link to it.
Oh, that's good. There. That's good.
That way I could get my reviews out and then not have to worry about...
No, that's a good idea, Eric.
PR contacting me why my review hasn't been submitted yet.
Right. Okay.
It is. It's just not quite ready to the extent I said I would, because I have to work with the fucking... author, and the author
just leave
their own stuff.
Yeah, leave a link on to the Podbean feed, man. That way you can get it out, and they're happy, and you're happy, and everybody's happy. All right, anything else, Eric?
If you like what I've written or what I've done in audio, you can support me on Patreon, which is at EricRPG. There's a link to it there, and yeah, EricRPG on Twitter. So that's that.
All right. All right. Break man. This is the Close Encounters of the Third Kind break man interlude. Close Encounters of the Break Mind.
Aliens.
Yeah.
They're here.
Yeah.
Hey, that reminds me, Frank. Well, once we're off the air, I want to ask you something.
Okay.
I'm not an alien, sorry.
Freakbite says, don't forget to watch Burnley's OnlyFans this week. She has fun with E.T. He's going someplace that he can't get reception to phone home.
Wow.
Oh, boy, Freakbite. Wow. But, you know, if Bernie ever meets you, Freak Five, she's going to give you one quick slap to the noggin, man. I swear. Dunn said, Richard Dreyfuss suddenly visits Brake's house from a flying saucer. Exactly. Funko Pop. How dare you, Freak Five. Okay, what your plugs, Brake Man?
You follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter. You can ask us questions, dear Brake Man. That's all I've got. Yeah.
All right. I had an interview with Regan Benson, who is a homeless advocate here in Denver. It's about an hour-long interview that I did with her over Skype, and I have to edit it a little bit, but that will be up very soon. So check the rpgrinders.podbean.com feed where I do the show. It's an hour-long interview. You guys will be super interested in it. She does a lot of good work with the homeless. She tells cops to fuck off. Check out her videos on YouTube. Regan Benson. She's an amazing human being, and I think you guys will really, really enjoy her work. And there's links to donate to her nonprofit for the homeless. So make sure you, if you guys have an extra dollar or two to donate to that cause, I'll have that interview up. I just been sick. I was going to get it done yesterday, but of course I got really sick and I didn't feel like doing shit. Yeah, happy Juneteenth, which, I mean, we can't get universal health care.
It's the most performative federal holiday bullshit ever. But
I agree.
I guess it's something.
Well, I mean, we can't get universal health care. We can't get a $15 minimum wage. But we got Juneteenth, y'all. I put that out on Twitter, you know. So congratulations, Congress. You did something that doesn't mean anything, really. So there you go. All right. I think that's it. The interview with Regan Benson. Loki is awesome. I'll have a review.
Just because I don't get mail now on Friday. It's my time of the month.
It's your time of the month, Eric.
No, on this time of the month.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm getting money up front. I'm sick of waiting for it to show up in the mail. Oh, no. This time it's certified, Freak 5. Certified mail, man. It'll get there. Okay. Anything else, gentlemen?
No, Loki's really good.
Yeah. No, okay. Oh, you can follow me
on the Bad Batch, by the way.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You know, I've been really sick. Frank Branches Day coming up. Also, happy Father's Day this weekend to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day to Freak 5 in chat. I know you you have a couple of kids, more than a couple. All the fathers out there, happy Father's Day if you're a good father. If you're a bad father, fuck you. But there you go. Get better, Frank. Thanks, Dungeon. Really appreciate it. I tried my best. Really, really did. Anything else, gentlemen?
Stay safe. Get vaccinated. Wear a mask.
Freak 5 is exiled. Later, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out.